Well, good morning. God bless. This is Pastor Gary Anderson. And today I'm going to share a special Mother's Day tribute. This is something I put together for our mom in remembrance of her, but that I thought I would share with you in hopes that this would inspire you to do something for your mother or your significant other or the women in your life who have inspired you and helped you to get to where you are today. But it begins, and it's going to be a very short teaching, but it begins with a Mother's Day tribute to a wonderful mom. And then below that, if you haven't done it already, take your mouse and go up to the PDF at the top of the screen and click on that, and you'll see this handout that I'm going to be reading from and I'm going to be sharing with you. I can only assume that you've already opened up the sound. You've gone to the earphones and clicked on that, and you're now hearing my voice. But back to what I was doing. God is at the first, and then below that it says, a Mother's Day tribute to a wonderful mom. And then it goes on to talk about my mom and some of the things that she helped us to learn. On the couch with her and on her right is our oldest brother, Charles. And then mom, and on her lap is my youngest brother, David. And then to his left is, I'm there, Gary. And then to my left is my next older brother, James. And mom spent many hours like this teaching us and reading to us, as she did with our families as well. I remember countless hours on our couch or on a swing on our country porch, listening to stories told by my mother. Many of these stories were Christian-based, or she gave them a godly twist. My favorite, all-time favorite story was that of the little engine that could. What began as the little engine that could, mom turned into a valuable life lesson that we would take with us and remember always as we went through life and as we go through life. And then over to the inside, it says, mom taught us to feel good about ourselves and to know that God is always with us. Mom also taught us not to say anything bad about others, or ourselves, for that matter, or ourselves. She taught us also that if we're going to succeed in life, mom said that we have to have an I can do attitude. And that was one of her favorite themes, was teaching us to have an I can do attitude. The Topeka Capital Journal newspaper did a full page article on her September 10th, 1982, when she retired. And in that picture, it said in a full page tribute to mom, following 20 years as a teacher and the director of the Topeka Daycare Association, that she was a widow, and I'm quoting now, a widow who managed to raise four young sons single-handedly. Mrs. Anderson was concerned with all children feeling good about themselves. She was concerned about all children feeling good about themselves. End of quote. Mom began by teaching her sons, us, what with God's help we could do. She then took the same principles, the same message to our children and to the children in the community. And she taught children in general, but more particularly minorities, to feel good about themselves. Without opening a Bible, mom taught the principles taught in Philippians 4:13, which reads, I quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, end of quote. That's Philippians 4:13. Well, that's what mom taught all of us and all the kids in the community. And then if you come over to the back, you see a picture of her working with our children, Cecil Elizabeth Anderson. And it says, continuing on to the next generation. And you see her with her grandkids in front of her, and she's reading again from a story, from sharing a book with them. And then I have the caption, the scripture, Matthew 25:21. And it simply reads, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness." Well, the thing is, Mom started out by teaching us, her four sons, as a single parent. Then she took that same message into the community. And through the daycare association that she ran, that she coordinated and directed, she taught the people in the community over the years, over the next 20 years, the same principles, and helped them feel good about themselves and to know that they made a difference in the world. And so God gave her responsibility over many things. She started out with a few, four sons, and then God gave her that responsibility and put her in charge of many, many countless numbers of people, in other words, her children. And so she shared the same thing with them that she shared with us. But she was always teaching. And then to the lower left, you'll see Mom with her grandkids. And that's five of her grandkids, Father. You know, just five of her grandkids. And to the left, to the right of that is my youngest brother, David, who was in the initial picture, was sitting on her lap. But you see David with two of his kids, Adam, his son, and Angela, his daughter. And he, too, is teaching them and working with them in much the same way Mom had done with us, in teaching us to share and to work with kids. And so we are all, I think, better parents because she taught us how to do and how to work with people. Okay, going back to the second page, the inside page, you see a picture of my brother Charles. He's the oldest, and that's his wife Doris. Then next you see James and his wife Brenda, the second oldest. Then you see Gary and Wilma, that's my wife and I. And then you see the youngest of our brothers, David, with his wife Alice. And again, those are the people, these are more current pictures of us than what you saw sitting around Mom on the porch or on the couch. But in the same way, she inspired all of us to do those things which were right and to bless people, young people in particular. Back to the quote from the newspaper, "A widow who managed to raise four young sons single-handedly, Mrs. Anderson was concerned with all children feeling good about themselves." All children feeling good about themselves. And no matter what she taught, somehow she would weave Philippians 4:13 into it in principle, if not directly. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Well, God bless you guys. I hope this again inspires you to work with your parents, to work with your aunts, or your wives, somebody who has influenced your life or been very special to you. Take this time to recognize them and the contributions they've made to your life on this a Mother's Day celebration. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day.